Often vulgar, always explicit, and sometimes funny.
Slap box. Slap box.
Welcome to the Slapbox Podcast. This is episode 621. I am your host, Josh Albrecht, recording once again inside the Slapbox Penthouse. My trusty sidekick, Agent Fox Mulder, appears to be sleeping near my feet. He's laying on the floor. Down there. Better watch out if I back the chair up. Don't want to run over him. Love my three-legged friend. I don't remember, did I speak of it last time? He might be getting a friend. He might be getting a friend. Peter Parker, I believe I mentioned it last recording, or the recording before. I believe it was last week. I don't know. Time is really weird now, as I've been working a lot of overtime, and it is knocking my ass out. I'm recording this on a Friday, because I have plans tomorrow to go back to the casino with my boy Pee-wee, and possibly my good buddy John from work. The Steel Boys. Steel Team 6. go play some slots. Open up some slots. The casino tomorrow. That's the plan. May just be Pee-wee and I. Maybe a third. Maybe a trifecta. We might be three-wheeling it. We might be like Agent Fox Mulder here. Three-legging it. Although that's more like six legs, because we each have two. But there will be three of us. Yes, the trifecta. I'm going to try to be energetic here as much as I can. I did go out to Mexican earlier with John there from work and Rob, our other buddy, which we all play Call of Duty together. We haven't been playing so much lately. I think it's mainly the overtime. The overtime's making it a lot less time. They both have children. That eats up a lot of the time. But man, now that we are working a lot of hours, it's a little bit harder. A little bit harder to get on and represent in the old war zone. I've been getting on a little bit just to finish out the damn battle pass. Cause I'm only like 75%, and there's like, I don't know, 11 days left. I gotta somehow get in there. I'm not gonna get on there tonight. It's 6 p.m. right now. I do have to work at 6 a.m. tomorrow. So 12 hours from now, I'll be working again. And I'm gonna have to get some sleep. So I'll be done with this, in an hour-ish, depending on how long I talk. It could be. I mean, I always go at least an hour. But sometimes I ramble on. I ramble on like Led Zeppelin. Ramble on. But yeah, I got a little bit of a buzz still, as I did have a frozen margarita there at El Ranchito, but that's not the place. That's El Ranchito's the place. I'm an old man. I'm getting flashbacks of before doing the podcast over at the Muffin Man's, the Muffin Hut. We used to do El Ranchito's. It's weird because the location that I'm blanking. Ernesto's, that's the name of it. Ernesto's. It's weird going back in that building because many years ago, I'm talking like 20 plus years ago, I worked in that same very building when it was Michael's Pizza and Steakhouse. I get major flashbacks, and that was in the 90s. So I don't remember what year exactly I quit there, but it was like later 90s-ish. I mean, I was like fucking 15 or so when I started there, 15, 16-ish. I left when I was like 18. I was there, I want to say, 3 years. I would say I was 18. 18, 19-ish, something to that effect. So it would have been like 97 when I left there. So man, that's fuck me. That's almost 30 years ago. just a couple more years. That's going to be 30 years ago I worked in that building. So there's a weird element that goes on. I didn't really think about it tonight, but a lot of times I go in there, at least the first couple times I went in there, as we've been doing. It's been a thing we've been doing after work on Fridays. Go get some Mexican. Where we used to, there was, with Pee-wee, I did go one day and get sushi after work, which I'm a big fan of the sushi. I love me some sushi. The place we went to, in what was the old Ponderosa building in Washington, Missouri, no more. It is no more. And, that was a shame. They had good sushi. I don't know why they closed. They weren't there for long. I believe Cherry Blossom was the name of the place. But it was upsetting. And there was apparently several guys that liked to go get sushi. And the one time, like, I went with Pee-wee, it was just Pee-wee and I. It was kind of sad. But my boy Pee-wee. And yeah. So, yeah, we had I had a margarita earlier. Robbie Boy had a margarita, and then John, I guess, had a Bud Light, if I'm not mistaken. He had a beer of some sort. I want to say it was Bud Light. Cerveza, I guess you would say, as we were in a Mexican establishment. Now, this time, like, I don't think I'd mentioned, talked about it last week when we had gone for, because we went Wednesday. Maybe I mentioned it. Maybe I did. I don't know. But the waitress, when I went last week, we went on Wednesday because, you know, the holiday, we had several days off. And I ordered a banana margarita. You know, they had many choices of flavors to choose from margaritas. Why would you just, I mean, I've had regular margaritas hundreds, if not thousands of times at this point in my life. I mean, I'm 43. I've been drinking for a couple of decades at this point. I have had a fair amount of margaritas. And, you know, they had a banana margarita. I'm like, you know what? I like bananas. I like banana flavored things. Not just because they're long and phallic. you know, I was like, you know what? Let's do the banana margarita. And the waitress, which I don't think we ever had her as a waitress before. I apologize. I don't know her name. But she was our waitress again tonight. But last week she was my waitress. And she said, okay, I'll try not to judge you. Like, what do you mean? You have it on your menu. Why have a banana margarita on your menu if you're not trying to sell it? And I'm thinking she judged me. And just saying that out loud, it seemed very judgy. As I don't know, it seemed like she was insinuating that I like the taste of sausage, which it was. Wait, no, wasn't. I guess Pride Month was over. I was going to say it was still Pride Month, but no, it was July. That would have been July 3rd. So Pride was, I guess, officially over. And for her, maybe had I been there the week before and ordered. I don't remember if we went the week before, but I know if we did, I didn't have her as a waitress. I didn't order a banana margarita. But maybe had it been Pride Month, she would have been okay with it. Hopefully. But apparently, like, when we brought it up today, because I didn't get the banana, they have many flavors. I tried the watermelon. Again, I had the banana. I know I've had the regular margarita there. And I went raspberry tonight, which wasn't bad. But I'll try the peach. But her defense, she said, you know, what it was that she was very judgy about. She clarified, because we brought it up, is that she didn't think, which I didn't say, was it because you thought I might like the taste of sausage? I did not say that. Did not bring that up. I was hoping that she would be fine with that. But we are in Missouri. We are in the very much, you know, It's MAGA country, and let's just say there's a lot of homophobia and a lot of fucking assholes out there. So it seemed very plausible to me that, you know, maybe she did not like people that just liked it, guys that liked the taste of sausage. When, you know, it's very long, and like when you bite in, you get that nice little pop in your mouth. It just gushes inside you. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Good stuff. 12-inch kielbasa. Anyway, I want a sausage now. I'm not really hungry, but I really want a sausage. Anywho, she had claimed the reason why she was very judgy, or was going to try not to judge me, is that she just thought it sounded horrible. I mean, I feel like this isn't a very good salesperson. You know, as a waitress, I would assume you'd be like, yeah, you want a banana margarita? You're goddamn right. I'm getting you a banana margarita. Not like, hey, what the fuck is wrong with you? Why are you going to order that? I mean, I guess I appreciate the honesty, but what she claimed was the issue. She did not think bananas and lime go together. Which, I mean, I can understand that, but I'm going to give it a go, you know? Why not try it? If they've got it as a menu item, somebody must have thought it was a good idea at some point. They probably tried it. Why not myself try it? It wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. I think I prefer the watermelon if I'm going to go with an... I mean, I love a classic margarita. I haven't tried their blue margarita, which I might try to do at some point. The watermelon was pretty good. I mean, I've had peach. They have peach on the menu. I haven't had peach there, but I've had peach other places. I've had some peaches. As I got a little too close to the mic, I think, and I made it pop a little bit. As I said, peaches. I'm popping my peas. As I distorted it slightly. Anyway. Like I was saying, yeah, we had a good time at the Ernesto's. I keep wanting to say El Ranchito, but it's not El Ranchito. There is, you know, if I was going to pick, as far as food is concerned, I mean, it's hard to say margarita-wise. I think Ernesto's might have a better margarita, but El Ranchito's, I mean, I'm a big fish taco guy. If I get Mexican, man, and they got fish tacos on the menu, look out, I'm probably going to get me some fucking fish tacos, which is where I get what I get when I go to Ernesto's and El Ranchito's. It's been forever since I've been to El Ranchito, but I would give El Ranchito definitely the one up on the food. Again, I only get like fish tacos these days when I go to Mexicana. But I would definitely give at least the fish tacos the win. I will give Ernesto's that win. And they have the great appetizer, the hijotes green beans. It's just fried green beans, which are fucking fantastic. And, Ernesto's. I've been rocking the Ernesto's dip. I mean, it's so good they gave the name of the place on the dish. It's Ernesto's dip. It's queso. You got your cheese. You got your queso. And then you got pico de gallo. You got the fucking tomatoes, the onions, which I'm not a big onion fan, but pico de gallo for some reason is pretty great to me. And then they've got hamburger as well. And, you know, they'll keep just bringing you more chips, and you just dip your chips in that Ernesto's dip. The downside of it is it's pretty fucking messy. You kind of have to have a napkin by you at all times. Hover over the bowl while you're dipping and just hope that you get all that queso gooiness. Drip. That drip, drip, drip. Let that drip into your mouth. Not on your hand or at the table. You know, it's a pain in the ass to get that shit all over the table in your hand. Of course, I guess you don't want it on your dick either. There's plenty of places you probably don't want queso. Although that might be kind of a thing for people, you know. Like, you know what? I get excited when I get some warm queso dripped all over my sack. As I'm, you know, thinking that somebody might say, not myself, again, not that anybody listening is ever going to fuck me at some point, but I'm going to say probably don't drip warm queso onto my dick, or balls, or both. though, you know, I guess if I'm attracted enough to the person, and, you know, that's, they want to do that, and it's not, like, scalding hot to where it will give me, like, some burns to where I have to get skin grafting, which I'm okay with a little burn. I mean, I'm a welder. I do tack welding, at least. I get burned every day. I'm okay with a little burn. So, you know, as long as it's not scalding hot, again, third-degree burns, I'm out. Definitely don't give me third-degree burns on my sack with some queso. But there's also, other than just the burns, I really... Queso's hard to clean up. You get that gooiness, which is just good on a chip. It's good. It's fucking great. Imagine, it's really fucking hard to clean off your dick, especially your sack. All those folds, the wrinkles in there. The gum, as it were. The hair. Just imagine that just stuck in there. I'm just thinking I'm going to have to get a loofah and just like a ton of soap and scrub the shit out of my ball sack. I might have to take a layer or two off. It's going to be rough. Getting the queso off my sack. Get the queso off my fucking sack. But yeah, Nesto does dips pretty good. I don't know that, again, I don't know what it may or may not be like drizzled onto your dick / sack. I would advise against it, but, you know, again, to each their own. To each their own. Don't do it while it's hot. Don't do it right when the waitress pulls it out. And preferably don't do it in the, you know, I almost said the restroom, but the restaurant. Don't do it in there, especially not at the table, you know. Maybe see if you can get a to-go container for your Nesto's dip if you must do this. And then at least get to your car first before you start drizzling on the sack. At least. If not, you know, preferably in the confines of your own home. If that is your car, well, I guess that's what you're doing. Again, I wouldn't advise drizzling any queso on your sack. Sack, balls, you know, scrotum, shaft, dick, taint. None of that area seems like a great idea for a drizzle of a queso. Just a little public service announcement. But in other news, I guess been fairly open with the fact that I've got a good amount of credit card debt. You know, through the years, I've traveled to Europe, and that wasn't too bad. I didn't spend too much on the credit cards when I did those travels to Europe. You know, I did live in Jackman's basement at the time. So my bills weren't too terrible. When I would do the trip initially, I mean, I would put it on a credit card, but I would make extra payments to my credit card. So in a way, I would kind of pay that off within like a year or so. Because I never really spent all that much on those trips to Europe. However, what really drove up the credit card debt was deciding to print T-shirts on my own. And I bought a lot of equipment for silk screening. And that is when things got a little out of control. And I didn't want to stop traveling to Europe. So the 2 years I was actually printing shirts... I made some money off doing it, but not enough to to pay off the debt that I had. So I guess there was, you know, some wins to that. And I did take the first year that I bought that stuff, I did take a loss on my taxes, and I got a fair amount of a tax deduction from it. So in a way, it's like I paid less, but it's not like with that tax deduction, I all of a sudden paid a bunch of money onto my credit card. That stuff really just jacked up my debt, and I'm fairly good about not buying it these days, even though, you know, I bought three guitars, I guess, on credit. The two, though, were with programs that you incur no debt as long as you finish paying it off or within a certain amount of time frame. The current guitar I have is 24 months, if just slightly over $100, 24 months, and boom, bing, bang, pow, bing, bang, pow. Bing, bing, bow. All of a sudden, I'm just becoming Asian racist. I don't know what's going on with me here. That's kind of a Trump thing. Kind of some shit he would say. Anyway. The credit card debt's pretty high. Even not factoring in the current guitar that I have that I'm paying for. Again, if I pay it in 2 years or less, I'm not paying any interest on that. It's not a huge amount. It's a lot to pay for a guitar, but as far as debt's concerned, not horrible. But, you know, I just got a loan for the AC unit, the HVAC system that I had put in. And that's for a fair amount. That's for 10 grand? 10 or 11 grand-ish? And that's a little bit harder to pay off. But it's like a 10-year loan. The interest rate's not as bad as, say, my credit card. And then I've got like a little, about a year and a half. Not quite a year and a half, because I've actually got a year and 5 months, I guess, until my car is paid off. Which that's, you know, that's a fair amount each month. That's like $265 a month. The people I have the loan for the HVAC unit, GoodLeap, I've had a few people talk to me from there about getting, a home equity loan, which I do have equity built up in my house. I've currently been here slightly over 3 years. Now, granted, I haven't really paid really much on the principal. I don't really pay extra money into my mortgage. Not really a thing I do. However, the price of real estate in the time that I've owned this place has gone up a lot in this area. And with that being said, I do have equity built up in my house, so I do qualify for a home equity loan that I can do for like $40,000 to, say, I believe she said $73,000. Maybe it was slightly more than that. It's a lot of money. A lot of money. Even if I did like the $40,000, which would take me a while to pay that off. It would take me a while, which these home equity loans, you can do like 30 years. There's some extremely negative downsides to a home equity loan, though. You know, if you are delinquent on payments, you stop paying your home equity loan, then, I mean, they can foreclose on your house because you're essentially taking a second mortgage on your house. So, you know, I don't want to add another possibility of losing a house. If I don't pay my credit card, that's one thing. I mean, it's a problem, but I'm not going to get evicted from my home for not paying my credit card. I don't pay this home equity loan. It's like, well, I better pack up. That's a huge problem. Never really been a problem in my life, though, to pay my bills. I always find a way to do it. So how I ended up becoming a steel worker in my 40s. It may not be jobs I love doing, but I'll find a way to make that money. I mean, I might work as a glory hole attendant, blowing every Tom, Dick, and Harry that comes through my particular hole. That comes through it. Anyway, I digress. So yeah, I mean, it's kind of scary to have like a second mortgage out of my house. As I've been talking to this woman over at Goodleap, Tina, she has given me a couple of options in an email that I have not actually read, as I guess I'm going to have to pause for a second because my mother is calling and I might have to fucking leave. Because that's usually what that means. Anyway, we'll take a pause. Oh, man. Well, I'm back. Oh, I didn't have to go anywhere, but that was a conversation that really made me even more tired. So I'm just so insanely tired from overtime. And holy fucking shit. Yeah. I've only made it through like 25 minutes of this. Shit. I'm totally not getting any sleep tonight. Anyway, I did tell my mom I was recording a podcast. She may end up hearing this, but I don't know if she listens anymore. I know there's still a few people that listen. not many. There's a few. There is a few. Fucking shit, I'm tired. Home equity loan. That's what I was fucking talking about. Shit, man, I have no idea what's going on. I don't even know where I'm at right now. Wait a minute. I'm in the Slapbox penthouse. That's where I'm at. That's where my trusty sidekick. There he is. All right. I'm not completely dementia ridden, so I'm not a candidate for president. That's just yet. Give it another week or two of this. And there might be an open slot for me to run. I wouldn't even have to run third party. I could just. If Biden gets ousted or whatever happens, who knows? I mean, they're both candidates. I mean, you know, Biden's in his 80s. Trump is damn near 80, almost 80. Either one of them could die at any moment. It could be a wide open race. We got a while before the election. Just saying. Both of them could end up dead. And I'm not saying like anybody's killing them and insisting anybody do that. But they are fucking old. They could both end up dead, and then somehow Jimmy Carter is president again. He's 99 and on hospice. He's been in hospice for like 18 months. It could happen. Anyway, home equity loan. that would be funny, as you know, the big argument against Biden is his age, and he clearly has, you know, at least some dementia going on. I mean, he's always been gaffe-prone and whatnot, but there's definitely, he is downgraded. I mean, he's an old fucker, man. He's over 80. I wouldn't let him drive. I don't think I want to, you know, give him the codes to the nukes. But I wouldn't give Trump codes to the nukes either. And, you know, he's been president, and sounds like he's probably going to be again. Anyway. Let's not go down that road. Home equity loan. I don't even remember where the fuck I was going with that. Where I was at with that. There was money. Yeah, I'm probably going to end up doing it. There's downsides, of course. You know, don't pay it. I can get my the penthouse here foreclosed on. But there is other work that I need done to the house here. The townhouse. The penthouse, as it were. Other than just the HVAC unit, which the point of doing a home equity loan is that I would get a lower interest rate on the current loan, which I have for like 10 grand on that HVAC unit. But I do get a $2,000 tax rebate when I do my taxes from getting that, with it being the energy efficient model and all that stuff. I get a tax break, so I will get, theoretically, you know, so like 2 grand, I believe, from that I can put towards taking more debt off. You know, it's going to have lower interest rates than my credit card. You know, I'm not really sure what the interest rate is on my car loan, but I could pay off the car loan, the credit card debt, and the HVAC loan and be paying less in a month for payments than I currently do, which would be a big thing. But the loans that I can take out, the smallest one I can take is like $40,000, which is more than I would need to pay off. Thankfully, I don't have that much in debt minus the mortgage. But I do have a fair amount. I have like half that ish in debt outside of that. And, yeah, I mean, I could do that and then, put some money, like, I mean, I'm really considering it. I mean, it could, it seems like a smart move-ish, but the loans go, I haven't looked at the details of the loans yet. The lady from Good Leap has informed me that, if I, you know, just look at the stuff over the weekend and, then, you know, think about it. It's a big decision. It's not something you should just, like, nonchalantly do, which is what I generally do with the big decisions of my life, getting the penthouse here. I didn't think that much about it, though. I guess in all, I did think about it a lot, because you can't just, unless you have cash to pay for a house or apartment, whatever the fuck you're buying, with a car, I mean, it's pretty fucking easy. You can do a car in a day, and just as long as your credit's reasonable, you can get a car loan. Lickety split. I don't know what the terms are. Anyway, as I'm just thinking back to the conversation I have with my mother, and I'm like, oh, I'm just drained. There's her, unfortunately, her friend has got COPD and doesn't have a whole lot to live. And, you know, and I understand, you know, she's my mother. I don't know that I want to get into specifics about that, but I mean, I hear about it a lot. And I, you know, I don't know what to say. Her friend's going to be dying soon. And yeah, I mean, it sucks. Like, what do you say? But I mean, it's been a thing for, she was diagnosed with it probably like 10 years ago. I don't know. It's been a while. It's been a while. And I don't have any good answers to that. But, you know, yeah, I wish I did. Wish I had some kind of answers for that. Anyway, yeah. As I digressing as just fucking, just, yeah, probably doing the home equity loan, which I've thought, you know, it's probably the best idea. I mean, if I'm going to do a home equity loan, any of the cash I have, I mean, I could essentially, whatever the remainder is, you know, if I do the $40,000 loan, the debt I have outside of my mortgage, does not equal the amount of the loan. I would have extra cash. So I could either. I don't know what fucking language I'm speaking. Oh, I don't know anything right now. I am just fucking so tired. Anyway, this is not a good way to host a podcast. Son of a bitch. I could put that money in a savings account and then hold on to it for when I really seriously need money for something, or, you know, some repairs on the house or my car, what have you. And, or, you know, doing other repairs on the house, which I'm thinking if I do the home equity, I need to just go ahead and replace the roof. I know initially, when I bought the place, which I'm thinking it's gone up because inflation has gone through the roof since then, on pretty much everything. Maybe roofs aren't that bad. I haven't gotten an estimate to see how much it would really cost outside of the only initial estimate I had heard originally from buying, but from what I understand. But this was a deal that the old owners of all these townhouses had looked into. They had inquired in redoing the roof for the whole, all 10 units. And between the cost of all those, they divided it up. If it was divided by that, which I think they got a discount by doing all of the units. But with it being 10, I guess it was like $30,000 because it for all 10 units. That's a fairly good sized roof with all 10 units. I mean, these are pretty nice sized units. The roof on each individual, not real big, but yeah, add all 10 together. That's a good sized roof. But with that factored in, it was only like $3,000 per roof. Not bad. For a new roof, not bad. Again, that factored in all 10 units, and that was just dividing it up evenly. So I would imagine right out of the gate, because I'm only doing my unit, I would not get a discount. I'm assuming there was a kind of a discount for that, considering like it probably not charging as much for that factor, but for that fact, whatever. But I'm going to guess it's probably more like $4,000 or $5,000 to get this roof done. But again, it's not a very big roof. It shouldn't cost a whole hell of a lot. I have to replace it with the same stuff that all the other units have on. Can't use anything out of anything different than that. And, because it's got to meet with the HOA requirements. That being said, I would imagine it still shouldn't be that fucking expensive. Again, I haven't really checked into it. I know I could use new windows too, and that's probably going to be, several thousand dollars. If I replaced all the windows and say like the sliding glass door, which I don't know that I would need that. But I would venture to guess that would be within the several thousand dollars. But it would save me, on my electric bill and whatnot. It would help with that sort of shit. I mean, that would, in a way, save me money. I don't think it would save me enough to, cover the cost of the windows. At least it would have to be over the course of, like a couple of decades at that point. I don't know. I have not tried to do so. I haven't had, I get flyers in the fucking mail all the time of people looking at my place and going like, you know what? You could use some new windows. This place is 20 years old. The seals on them, not great. I do hear a lot of sound outside the windows. The walls in here are insulated very well. The windows, not so much. I can hear quite a bit of sound if people are right outside. And the other townhouses, I can't really hear them. So it's interesting to me that is. So I can definitely tell. I mean, it's probably is hurting me in my utility bills. With I guess the electric, with it being heating and cooling, it's probably an issue. But my bills aren't too terribly expensive, even with these really hot days that we've had, which we've gotten like the last week or so, like kind of cooler days. But it really hasn't hit maybe 100. It maybe hit 100. So I don't know how much more I'm really be able to save, but I mean, I would imagine I'd be able to save some. Yeah, I mean, these are the sort of things I, would have to consider. I mean, if I'm going to do a home equity loan, it would make sense to mainly use that money to, I mean, the whole purpose of a home equity loan is generally to do maintenance on your house. That's why people get it. That's why justify taking out a second mortgage. Because if I have all this added extra debt, which is debt I already had in different, I mean, it's just generally advised that, you know, you take any kind of money you got out of a home equity loan. It's just generally a best bet, as I'm just kind of fucking around my laptop. I'm a little preoccupied. You spend that money like renovating your house, because if you add a lot of debt, of course, with a home equity loan on top of your already, you know, mortgage, which is a pretty penny. And again, if you don't pay that money, your shit gets foreclosed on. It's kind of a big deal. I don't know, it's a little dangerous. If I do that shit with a credit card, then I just, I'm not using my house as collateral. Not as big of a problem. Still not great. Still a bit of a problem. Not paying that debt. But as I was trying to say there, it's generally what the point of putting all that money into your home equity loan into your house is that you then raise the price of your house, the value of it, and that you want the value of your house to be more than your debt. So if you sell it, you can pay off all your fucking debt. That's the, you know, the idea behind it all. Right now, I would be in a good place, even with the home equity loan, from what I understand, would be in fairly decent shape. But, you know, this shit can always go sideways as far as homeownership is concerned. I mean, this stuff can go down. A lot of people got fucked on their home equity loans in the 2007-2008 financial crisis when that big bubble burst with all the home loan accounts that when they gave loans to people that couldn't afford the loans. And the banks were just handing out loans left and right for mortgages and whatnot. And then they were, taking people's loans and packaging them together as selling them as, like, securities or whatever the deal. And when that whole shit happened, the prices of homes went down a lot. If that happened again, and say I were to lose my job, I might be real fucked, you know? I lose my job, then I can't sell my place, can't pay my debt, can't sell my place. Then it's going to, you know, I can try, I guess, bankruptcy. I don't know how well that would work. Generally, though, I'm pretty good about finding a way to pay my bills. Been a thing that I've been pretty good at doing, though I have a knack for getting myself involved in a lot of debt. But I always make at least the minimum payment. Anyway, yeah, I could really fuck myself if my property value really went in the shitter. So, I mean, it's definitely seems like something I really should do just to get myself out of the credit card debt and the other stuff and get myself in a lower interest rate and something far more manageable. But, I mean, there is that risk involved that if we have another fucking recession or something, I lose my job because of that and property value goes down. I can't sell my shit. I can't make enough to pay for my debt. And, yeah, there could be real issues there. Could be some real issues. Could be in a world of hurt. And where is Agent Fox Mulder going to, you know, hang out there? yeah. All right, yeah. But, anyway, as I'm trying to get more energy, what I was going to talk about is that with renovating, if I started recording immediately, ow, smacked my desk, my hand, make a point, and I'm hammering my hand on the desk. Not a great idea. Point I was going to get at. The point I was getting at was that there could be some other. I really got to think about it. Sunday night, I'm going to really think about this, crunch some numbers, and look at the offers that I was given, because I haven't even looked at the offers yet for these home equity loans. So I don't know exactly what. I know that I qualify for between like $40,000 loan to like possibly like $69,000, which, I mean, I love this number 69 because I'm very juvenile and it's fucking pretty great. but a $69,000 loan, I don't think I really want to add that much debt. Maybe I might do upwards of like 50, but I got to really crunch some numbers. I don't really know how much it would cost for a new roof or windows. Probably wouldn't be able to figure that out this weekend. I could guesstimate. I'm going to venture to guess that, I have the idea, like I said earlier. I'm going to guess between $4,000 to $5,000 for the roof. Probably, possibly even more for that than the windows, especially if I replace like the sliding glass door. I don't know. I'd have to see just what an estimate would be on windows before I made any kind of decision on that. I don't think I need to replace the siding. A good power wash is probably needed. Definitely some maintenance is in order. I need to replace some drywall and stuff, but I've been really hesitant to do that because the drywall that's messed up in here is from the roof leaking, which I did have the one leak fixed, but I have another one now. But it only leaks like when it like massively rains, when it's real heavy fucking rain. Would you know, feel like it shouldn't really worry about that so much, but it's been doing that a lot lately. Seems to be like heavy downpour a lot. And so that's, yeah, a problem. So I don't really want to replace that until, you know, I fix get the roof, like, replaced. And so, I mean, there's probably mold in there. That's not good. I know the big leak, that got fixed. That's gone, but I do need to replace the drywall where it fucked it up. I did spray some stuff to get rid of some mold. I probably need to replace some insulation and shit in there. It's a whole thing. And honestly, I don't really want to do it myself. I kind of feel like I'd rather pay somebody else to do it. So that'd be like, you know, a good thing to do out of the home equity loan. And on top of that, I thought about perhaps doing some furnishing for the house, though that doesn't really raise the value of my house. There's not a lot of furniture in here. And I've, you know, talked about it a lot. I don't have much furniture. I just mainly hang out in the upstairs. But I've been talking about, you know, possibly getting even some home theater seating is dangerous. I have a cat and possibly another cat coming on the way. I don't want to fucking up the couch and stuff that I get. If I get the home theater seating, that could be a real problem. My friend Megan has suggested that if I were to get a couch like that, just cover it when I'm not using it. If I don't have friends over and shit, just put a cover over it so it doesn't get fucked up. I could. I don't know how well that'll work for the theater seating I was looking at. But with it being leather, hopefully he doesn't decide. Fox Mulder here doesn't like tearing it up. The one couch I have is like a cloth-like texture. I think it's just that texture just feels very pleasing to him to claw into. It's very similar to the texture that you get on scratching posts, which he does not give a fuck for. Son of a bitch. I don't know why. Anyway. Yeah, so what I'm looking at doing is, you know, some renovating. And, get some furniture. We were talking about Mexican and I. We were talking about, like, if I do get some furniture up in here, I thought about getting, like, an epoxy table. Real nice, one of those nice epoxy tables. Some nice chairs. And doing, like, some game nights and shit over here. Get the boys over. Some drinks. Play some games. You know? Maybe play swords across the streams. You know what I'm talking about. Docking. I can't help it. I was thinking docking earlier because watching GMM, The Good Mythical Morning, and they had talked about, they were doing a food taste test, Rhett and Link were, and they had to figure out what the frozen food was, and they were doing, I believe it was mashed potatoes they were eating with a fork, separate forks. They both had a fork, and they were both blindfolded again, and they got the forks stuck together when they were trying to reach into the same bowl of mash. And they're like, oh, we're docking. Saying like, well, that's going to be a meme on the internet now. we're docking. Yes. If you're not familiar with docking, of course, that's, I believe, where you one gentleman with a penis puts their penis, or shall we say dick, inside another fella's dick and docks it inside, parks it, if you will. Which I'm going to say, which we talked about very early on in the podcast. I believe it was when Danny was on initially the first time, like episode 3. We talked about docking. Or we at least talked about sounding. Docking might have even been before that. I feel like that's difficult to do, though. Somebody's got to not be hard. Or if you're both hard, man, that's got to be difficult to, like, stick your dick. Or is docking, you know, maybe I'm wrong in the pee hole thing. It's maybe not a pee hole thing. Maybe it's a foreskin thing. That seems easier. I might have docking confused. Let's ask the internet. And I find it's probably better that I do it on my phone to avoid any kind of virus, shall we say, on my PC. Oh, there is there's a lot of definitions, apparently. This is Urban Dictionary. That's the one probably I want. Let's see what Urban Dictionary says. Docking, a very intimate and intense sexual act performed by two uncircumcised men. Okay, it is the okay. Sounding is what I was mixing up, sounding and docking, but docking, of course, yeah, two uncircumcised. And see, one guy one pulls his foreskin back and holds it while guy two stretches his open and outward as far as possible over the head and shaft of guy one's penis. Then guy one repeats the procedure as he releases all of his foreskin that he was holding back tightly, pulling the opening out and as far as down as possible over guy two's penis. There's a very long definition in here. Making sure guy two's foreskin stays in place when complete, both cockheads are touching tip to tip, encased inside of each other's foreskin. The dual coverage combined with the moist juices starting to flow from each of them creates a suctioning effect somewhat similar to a fleshlight. Ooh. Helping to hold everything in place while jacking both penises as one. An effect much like that of those Chinese finger handcuffs, allowing quite a bit of masturbating action while easily staying inside of each other. The sensation is so intense that both guys will quite often ejaculate simultaneously. Visually visually filling the foreskin, coupling with so much cum, you can see it swell to the point of overflow. Slowly uncoupling the foreskins and savoring the warm, wet sensations, working their still hard penises together with their intermingled juices. Talk about juices. Pretty great. Oh, we're going to use it in a sentence, which is a, it's like a fucking paragraph. Is that a sentence? See, Keanu and Harry. Oh, great names. Keanu and Harry. That sounds like two guys that should dock. See here. They were both so overwhelmed by the intensely intimate feeling of docking their penises inside of each other's foreskins that they instinctively began to kiss each other deeply as Keanu worked their cocks together as one, both exploding huge loads. Seeing their foreskins swell like a water balloon trying to hold all of their hot man juices. As he released their cock heads from one another, he grabbed Harry's firm ass and ground his big hard cum dripping cock into Harry's bright bushy ginger pubes as he buried his nose into his sweaty pit, deeply sniffing Harry's sexy scent. Oh, that just sounds so yummy, doesn't it? That's all the juices. That's one thing I guess, I mean, I could only half dock because I don't have foreskin. I'd have to be one of those people. I don't know if this is still a thing. I know there were people at one point that had been circumcised. There was groups of individuals that were very upset with the fact that their parents had them circumcised as children and that had to regrow their stuff. They were like, you know what? We're going to fucking regrow our fucking foreskin and would do so with weights and such. Hang it from the shaft and pull out, just stretch that skin out, you know, purposely stretching the skin. And so they could have, I wonder if it was the docking. It never occurred to me that docking would be the reason why they were so pissed that they didn't have it, which, you know, I could understand if I was into playing with others' dicks other than just my own, because that's just kind of what I do. I just kind of play with my own. If I was willing to share in my juices, I'd probably be pretty upset that, you know, I didn't have foreskin. But since I go solo, I don't really need that foreskin there. It seems, you know, I would be worried about the germs getting under there and like trying to keep it clean. Which just a bunch of juices together talking sounds very unclean. Splooge. Just a bunch of baby batter inside a tube of cocks. That's just what I think of docking. The visuals pretty great. Just an explosion. Just a meat tube explosion with baby batter inside. Tubes of meat combined as one. Just the penis finger, or penis trap, if you will. That seems very American. Well, I don't know. That may have started in Europe. I was going to say, instead of a Chinese finger trap, it's an American penis trap. I feel like Americans probably didn't start docking. It's probably been around forever, I would assume. I mean, penises have been around forever. Touching the tips, I'm sure, has been around forever. And circumcision, as far as human history goes, I mean, I don't know when circumcision started, but I feel like compared to how long people have been around, it's probably only a small amount of time that people were actually circumcising in comparison. But I would imagine that even the Neanderthals, I mean, they were fucking, obviously, because they wouldn't have had any babies had they not, you know, went on to fuck. And so I'm assuming that there was Neanderthals that were probably docking. Probably, you know. It's just like, hey, you know, we got this foreskin here, and it feels fucking great inside it. You know what? Let's try, Doc. Let's stick your foreskin on my foreskin, and then I'll wrap my foreskin over your foreskin. Well, you, I guess, being guy number one, you will put your foreskin over my dick. Well, my foreskin's pulled back, and then I just release my foreskin and put it over your foreskin, creating just this warm tube of penises, just cock. It's like one long kielbasa connected together. I feel like there could be some mishaps in docking. Like, what if you're stuck together? Do you need, like, a massive load of cum to really, like, release the docking? I mean, skin on skin, if it's not, like, lubed up, if it's dry. Imagine it could stick real easy. Or just, you know, there's just a little bit of cum. And it's just, like, it's cum sticky. Like, you could get, like, stuck to each other. Docking, you know, I don't know. Is there any... I haven't tried it. I can't say for sure. I don't know one way or the other. I bet if I look up docking accidents, it's just going to be about boats. docking. Yeah, it's all boat fails. Let's see here. This is... Yep, yeah, that's not real. I wonder... I guess I had to put penis accident. That's an A, not an S. All right. Ooh, here we go. Yes, there are accidents. there's one from EmpireNews.net. Never heard of it, so I don't know how legit this is. It says two men transported to hospital after a horrible docking sex accident. This is of April 19th, 2015. So it was 9 years ago. San Francisco, of course. This seems like it might be a fake story. Two unnamed men were admitted to a San Francisco hospital yesterday after becoming stuck together during a sex act known as docking. Apparently popular in the homosexual community, apparently. Docking is when a man sticks the head of his erect penis. Yeah, I mean, we've covered this. Doctors say that the men who were both in their early 30s were brought into the emergency room after becoming fused together while docking. That sounds like just pure love. If you fuse together. It's like what you're married at that point. I think that should be legally married. Fused together from docking. Basically, the man's foreskin was too tight to really stretch around his partner's penis. And when they began the act, the skin pulled tighter. This mixed with sweat and pre-ejaculate caused the men to be stuck together, said Dr. Patrick Darcy. Oh, that sounds very Irish. Patrick Darcy of the San Francisco General Hospital. We brought the pair into surgery where we essentially performed an adult circumcision on one of the men. It was quick, but no doubt extremely painful for both of them. A nurse who spoke with Empire News under the premise of anonymity said that she almost couldn't stop laughing when the men were brought in. I am not homophobic or anything. I don't care what they were doing. Hell, it probably felt great before this happened, said the nurse, but I tell you, the guys, when they got wheeled in, most of us nurses had to rush to the bathrooms or to the break room and just belt out with laughter. It was too much. And I'm not talking about the penis sizes either. The men were treated and released shortly after the minor surgery. heavy art monster cock docking. Oh, man. There's visuals. Yeah, it's just a video. I don't know that I want to see a video. Anyway. Yeah, there's not a whole lot of talking about docking accidents. That's the only one I saw, and it seemed like from a site that I don't fully trust, so not going to say that's true. Yeah, that would be awkward to go into the hospital like that. How do you just put on your pants and don't zip them up? You just like leave your dicks out and then put like a towel in between you and then just kind of like walk to the hospital? Like, I am quite curious how they got there. Did they have an ambulance come pick them up? You're like, you know, we're fucking naked. We've been docking. We are stuck. We need you. Our penises are trapped together. Need you to bring... I don't know why I'm talking like Bill Cosby all of a sudden. I don't know why. That's one. I don't think Cosby drugged people to dock them. I don't think that was involved. Anyway. There's a lot of questions to that story. I hope it's true. I mean, it's awful for... I mean, that had to suck for them. But I would just... I would love to have been in the hospital that day. Again, it does feel kind of bad for these gents. Like, you know, they were just trying to have some fun. And shit went sideways, you know? And painfully sideways. So I'm just trying to see them, like, were they walking together? Did they just bring them in on a stretcher? Because walking had to be, like, fucking, like, ridiculous. Is they're just, like, walking sideways? Oh, this makes me, I wish I had, like, Danny on the phone to, like, ask him, like, because I believe we talked about docking when we had him on. You know, this is well over a decade ago. 12 years ago. Believe we had talked about docking. We talked about sounding, which is, again, sticking things inside the pee hole, not another penis. That's seems hard to do. Which sounding sounds horrible. Horrible. I don't know why you would want to stick anything inside your dick. That's like a masochistic thing. Like, you're just fucking, you want some pain. Docking, I understand. Because I imagine it would be like sticking it in a hole, in a vagina or a fucking asshole or what have you. There's skin on skin, this nice little warm hole, and like you're both dicks are getting pleasure at the same time. I get this. I understand that. Sounding, I don't understand. Like, that's just painful. Just sounding sounds horrible. Anyway, I guess I'm good to go here. I gotta start ready for bed. I'm fucking tired. But next week's podcast could be an interesting one because, I mean, there's a strong chance I'm going to decide on Sunday that a home equity loan is the right way to go. And I could be looking at getting, you know, it. From what I understand, there's closing costs involved. I don't know. I may not do it. I mean, it's going to have to depend on... I'm going to read over what my options are there. Any way I look at it, I mean, I've got to look to ways to where I can pay off my debt. But, yeah, we'll see what happens. And, but yeah, I mean, there could be some big news on the horizon. I could be doing some renovating and maybe make a better, like, podcast little setup, as I do some work on the house here. And possibly have a nice little table to have, like, some game night with and such. And the boys might... Oh, yeah, the boys season 4, the last episode, episode 7, fantastic. I'm not going to go into it because I really need to get off. But holy shit, that was pretty great. I'm looking forward to the final episode of the season. Comes out next week. And, as always, that is a kid in a wheelchair, not a trash can.